puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Perfect music to get us in the mood for some local history. Gordon Goldsborough joins me now from the Manitoba Historical Society for Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadja.
So remind us of the clue from last week.
Well, I said we were going to do something just a little different this week. We're going to look at abandonment. That's going to be part of our series. But from a different perspective, I'm going to describe a program of the MHS over the last 3 years called This Old Elevator.
Okay.
And what it's relating to are grain elevators because, well, there's been quite a bit of news lately about elevators around Manitoba, and I thought I would give you some background on what's been happening lately.
Perfect. So which grain elevator are we talking about?
Well, virtually all of them, in fact, because the abandonment part of our story is that we have seen a dramatic decline in the number of grain elevators around the province. People often have this notion that the elevator is ubiquitous, that they're all over the place. And they're probably thinking back to what we might call the golden age of elevators, back from the 1930s up to the late 1950s. Pretty much every town of any size would have at least one grain elevator and often would have several. But that has been changing since the 1960s. The railway abandonment, which we've talked about in this series before, started to kick in the 60s and went into full gear in the 1970s, so that the number of elevators just decreased precipitously in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Well, in fact, from a high of just over 700 of them in the 1950s, today the federal government licenses just 84.
Quite the drop.
Well, that's right. And not only have you seen a drop in the number of elevators, you've seen a corresponding increase in the size of the elevators. So, for example, just think in terms of bushels. That's the sort of conventional term. Back 100 years ago, the size of an elevator, an average one, would be around 25,000 bushels. By the 1960s, when things kind of started to decline, or the number of elevators started to decline, the average size then was about 68,000. So almost triple, the size they had been 100 years ago. Well, today, the average size of an elevator is almost 700,000 bushels. So almost exactly 10 times the size they were when the decline began in the 1960s. And in fact, the largest elevator in Manitoba today is 4.5 million bushels. In other words, about 65 times larger than the average in 1960 and about 180 times bigger than the ones 100 years ago. So in other words, one elevator today equals 180 elevators from 100 years ago.
So the sizes have increased, but the number of elevators have decreased.
Precisely.
Why the size increase?
Well, I think it's all tied to the changes in agriculture. You know, the expression go big or go home applies that farmers have now needed to buy big equipment. They need to have lots of land. And correspondingly, the places they take their grain need to be large as well, that they can transport the grain rapidly. An underlying theme here is rural depopulation. You know, we've talked about that before. There are so many things that have changed in rural Manitoba. You know, once the grain elevator closes, the store that the farmer may have stopped at on the way back to the farm closes. The store closes, then maybe the school closes, the church closes. You know, it's a cascade, and before long, the entire community is gone. Mm-hmm. So the elevator, in a very real way, is one of the parts of that rural depopulation at work. And what's interesting is that when the trend of declining elevators began, the companies would actually sell the elevators to people like farmers. You know, farmers might want to use them for their own purposes, you know, put their own grain in them to keep it for periods of time. But more recently, particularly in the last 20 years, that practice has pretty much stopped. So when, for example, a grain elevator is slated for closure, they don't consider at all, the companies that own them don't consider the possibility of selling them. They basically just demolish them by default. And the reason for that is that well, one, they don't want any competition. You know, if you sell it to someone, conceivably they could turn around and start selling grain and or shipping grain in the competition with their company. So why should the company sell an asset and then turn it into a liability? But the other reason apparently is that the railway companies, they're the ones that the elevators land sits on. They own the land. That the railway companies don't want the elevator to be abandoned, because oftentimes what would happen is these farmers that buy the elevators, they may not stay around. They may just disappear one day. Not like a company where, you know, a big company, you're not going to just disappear overnight. Whereas occasionally farmers do disappear overnight, and they don't want to have an elevator sitting vacant next to their tracks. And it could, in theory, fall over onto their tracks and cause a big problem. So both the grain companies and the railway companies both have worked against the interests of the individual farmers, so that today, you know, if you hear about an elevator being demolished and you say, well, why can't you keep that elevator? Perfectly good use, you know, if some farmer could use it. Well, the reality is nobody in the industry seems to want that to happen.
And it's a shame though, isn't it? Because it's been such a symbol of the Canadian prairies for so long.
Indeed it has. Well, this old elevator project began then about 3 years ago. There was a woman contacted me. Her name was Jean McManus. She was a nurse here in Winnipeg, and as a retirement project, she and her husband were going to drive around the province taking photographs of all the surviving grain elevators. And of course, it wasn't the number that had once been. It was the number that were there about 3 years ago. And it has, in fact, declined since then. So ones that she has taken photos of are now gone. So it's a very good thing that she started when she did. My only regret is that she didn't start sooner. But she came to the MHS and said, would you like some of my photos? And I went, yeah, absolutely would. And then so from there, we started this project. Then in January of 2016, I began running a weekly feature in the pages of a weekly farm paper called the Manitoba Cooperator. And there we have a picture of an elevator, either one that has been torn down or one that's still standing. And we provide about a paragraph or so about its history. And I'm told that a lot of listeners really look forward to it. They clip them faithfully for their scrapbooks. You know, it's really, I think, touched a nerve. You know, many people see these elevators as a symbol, not just of agriculture, but also of their communities. And so to be reminded of what once was, I think, has really been received well by the people reading that newspaper. Well, so we now have a project at the MHS. We have a map of historic places around the province, including grain elevators, and we have something called the elevator countdown. You know, when you count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Well, we have a countdown of elevators. So if you go to our website, mhs.ca/countdown, you'll actually see an interactive map that'll show you where all the surviving grain elevators are located. And you can actually click on individual ones and it'll tell you what kind of elevator it was. It'll show you, in many cases, a photograph of it. And it might provide a little information, because the point of our project is to try to document all of the elevators, not just the ones that are surviving, but all of them. You know, we want to know, for example, who were the people who worked at them? You know, they had what they called the agent, who would be the person in charge, who would buy grain from farmers. What were the names of those agents through the years? We've been able to find that for some of the companies that whose records have ended up in public archives, like Manitoba Pool and United Grain Growers, but for a lot of the private companies especially, we have no information whatsoever about the people who worked at them through the years.
So how many of you accounted for, and how many still have to go?
Oh, we've accounted for the vast minority.
Okay.
I would say we're way below half.
Yeah.
So we need information on a lot more. And that's why we're really counting on people to share if they have information about some of these elevators, not just names of the agents, but also where the elevators stood. Because frankly, a lot of them that are gone have been long gone. And we need someone who remembers exactly where and can put their finger on a map and say, this is where the elevator stood, or can share anecdotes. You know, I remember I was contacted by a woman who remembered as a child climbing into the elevator and swinging from some of the metal bars inside it. And I thought, wow, what a great mental picture that is. And I'm sure many people have these stories that they would be willing to share.
Great. And if they want to give information or share information, how should they contact you?
Well, if they go to our website, mhs.ca, and on the left-hand side, there is an icon that says This Old Elevator, it'll take them to a page where there's a lot more information, including a form that they can fill in if they're interested. If they have information that they can share, they can do it there.
So how many surviving elevators are there today?
Well, Jean McManus and I pretty much agree that we've recorded 136 altogether, and we're not altogether certain we've got them all, but it's pretty close to that number. Now, but what's interesting is that of that number, I went through them just the other day and looked at how many of them are actively being used by farmers. And it turns out that 51%, so roughly half, are being used. And that's good. But unfortunately, one third of that number are very clearly abandoned, are not being used. And the remaining 17% or so, I couldn't tell whether they're being used or not, which suggests that possibly they're not. And if so, that means that basically half of the surviving ones are being used and half of them are not.
And what about your personal favorite elevators?
Well, unfortunately, it's hard to say, the one is better than the other, but I particularly like the older ones because they're rarer. My absolute favorite is the one at Elva, Manitoba, because as far as we know, it is the oldest one in Manitoba. It's also the oldest one in all of Canada. So that's pretty rare.
Yes.
There's one at Cameron in the southwest corner of the province that I really like. It was built around 1905. There's one at Harmsworth near Verdon, 1910. You know, no list of the old elevators in Manitoba would be complete without mentioning the ones at Inglis. They're magnificent. You know, five of them in a row. They're all date from the 1920s or 1940s. Not only can you see them from the outside, you can go inside and see how an elevator actually works. So I definitely recommend that. And then a little quirky one, actually, there's an elevator at a place called Quadra that I really quite like. And there it was built only actually in the late 1970s. But it was interesting because that was the period when everything started to decline. All the elevators started to disappear. It was an attempt by one of the grain companies to come up with an alternative that would stave off the extinction of these elevators. It was an experiment. The experiment failed. And that one remaining elevator is still standing there at Quadra near Minneota.
So what about some recent developments then?
Well, this summer, quite a few elevators came down. The one at Morris, the one at Meadows, one here in Winnipeg on Archibald Street. In fact, if anyone is interested in seeing an elevator being demolished, you can go out to Killarney, Manitoba. And the one there is actually the last remaining wooden grain elevator in Killarney is being demolished. It started this past week, and they tell me that within 2 weeks, it'll fall. So I'm hoping that I can get enough notice that I can be there. I'd like to love to see it, that last step where the elevator comes crashing down.
What do you think about that act of demolition of these historical monuments almost?
Well, it's sad because, you know, it's the sort of thing that once it's demolished, it's gone. And so often people just rush to judgment. They say, let's tear it down. You know, so for example, there's surviving elevators at Warren and at Tyndall. And there are groups that would like to preserve both of those elevators in those places. But there are also people who say, why bother? Just tear the darn thing down. And that's too bad, that attitude, because in a few years, we may be regretting that we've torn them all down because we'll have not very much to remind us of the agricultural heritage of Manitoba.
Well, you're doing the best you can. Well, the Manitoba Historical Society is in terms of preserving that memory. Remind us again how people can share information on the elevators.
Yes, you can go to our website, mhs.ca, and on the left-hand side of pretty much any page on the site, you'll find an icon that says this old elevator, and you go there and you can find information, you can share information, and we would really like to hear from people.
That's great. Thank you so much, Gordon. Tell us about next week's project or clue.
Well, we're actually going to, again, stay in the same theme. Another one of the projects that the MHS is undertaking relates to another sort of agricultural icon, and that's the old barn. So we're going to talk next week about our project, This Old Barn.
Gordon, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Nadja.
Puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.